From operations manager Stuart Ashton. Hello.
Hi, how are you doing?
Oh, sorry. There you go. Hi, Stuart.
Hi.
Could you tell me briefly what CBJ Recycle Works does? I say briefly because I'm going to ask you a million follow-up questions.
fair enough. The Recycle Works program manages the household hazardous waste contract here locally, the recycling center at the landfill, and a number of other different recycle solid waste related material contracts.
Great. I know that people have a lot of questions about what to do with items that they are throwing out. So I thought it might be fun for starters if I name some random objects and you tell me where they should be taken for disposal.
Absolutely.
How's that sound? A broken vacuum cleaner.
A broken vacuum cleaner can go to the household hazardous waste facility for drop-off. They accept most electronic waste that you don't want anymore.
Okay, including kitchen appliances and household appliances and things like that.
Yep.
Glass bottles.
The local landfill is where we're accepting it right now. And so, yeah, at the recycling center, keep bringing your glass in there.
Bring glass to you,
yeah.
Not in regular trash.
Yeah, please do, because while it's used at the local landfill for different purposes, for the methane collection system and some road building and whatnot, it's just used as a fill that saves them some money from having to actually purchase it elsewhere. So it's an awesome reused material that we handle here locally.
Great. And if we put it in our regular trash, it doesn't get reused in the landfill.
No, then it's just in there.
What about old tires?
Old tires, Skookum Recycling, I believe, still takes them, and the local landfill. Les Schwab, I know they used to take them for a small fee. Those are the three locations that I'm aware of right now.
How about vinyl records and CDs?
Ooh, that would be a good one. I honestly am not sure.
Mm.
I think that at this point is a trash item, but... I'm going to now put it on my list.
A stumper. Okay.
Yeah.
Here's one that's popular around the office. Yogurt containers, that like the single-serve variety.
Mm-hmm. When we're talking about all plastics, through the CBJ Recycling Center, through our source-separated programs, it has got to have a stamp, number one or number two, for recycling.
So number one and number two.
Mm-hmm. The commingle takes all of the recycling through Alaska Waste, the private commingle service that they had due to the households. So they accept all of them. But through our program, yes, number one and number two is the ones, the plastics that have held the commodity prices and have actual good reuse numbers and whatnot. So that's what we focus on.
And finally, milk cartons.
Depending on number one or number two, I believe that most of those are all number one. But like I said, when it comes to plastics.
No, I actually meant the cardboard ones.
Oh. Those, as long as they're completely cleaned and preferably rinsed so there's nothing in there, are paper piles.
Okay.
Yeah, but the mixed paper at the local landfill.
Okay, great. So paper, that's good to know. Mm-hmm. Going back to when we were talking about things that we would take to the landfill, there were auxiliary centers set up in some locations in town. Are those coming back or are they somewhere else now?
Not at this time. We still have them. We have the equipment to put them back out if we feel need to. Unfortunately, when we rolled those out, the thought was if we made recycling more convenient for people, closer locations, both of the high schools and a couple of the harbors, that would help increase our recycling numbers. Unfortunately, after a number of years, they didn't increase our numbers, but they did cost us a bunch. Just hauling the containers in general, the amount of debris that was left over there, toilets, yard debris, a boat. Like, it definitely abused a bit. At this point, no, but we don't take anything off the table moving in the future.
So whatever we need to take to the landfill to drop off, things that fall into that category have to be delivered to the landfill, and that's in Lemon Creek?
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And is there a cost associated with disposal?
No. Through the drop-off, if you actually bring it to the landfill, the center over there, and just put it in its correct spot, source separated, you just come in, drop it off, and take off.
Okay. Well, thanks. That was very helpful. And is there anywhere online or elsewhere we could find resources that would direct us if we have questions about other objects, things I didn't ask you about?
Yeah. We actually have a website. It's www.junorecycling.com. That
Great.
Is our program. It's where we got our stuff. That's basically the place where if you want to get rid of something, it should have something on there. And if it's not, please reach out to me. And my contact information is on there. And let me know so I can address it and add it.
Super simple. Thank you. Well, today you wanted to come in and talk to us about a number of things. One of them is the new recycling center. So what is it you would like our listeners to know about the new recycling center?
Well, it is operational and it's running and it's open. People have been definitely using it. It's got a lot of high traffic. It's a work in progress. There will be some traffic revisions at that site coming up this spring, summer, hopefully, that it's going to make it a little easier for people to figure out where exactly to drive to and go to and whatnot. But yeah, it's open, and with the new center, we are open more. Before it was just Thursday, Friday, Saturday. Now Tuesday through Friday, 7 a.m. to 4:30, and then Saturday, 8 to 4:30. Bring us your recycling.
Where is this new location?
At the local landfill.
It's also at the landfill.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so why would people bring things to the recycling center if they could put it in a bin?
It's for the bins as far as the commingle?
Yeah, like with the bins we have around our office, for example, the ones that I have at my house.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay, yes, definitely. So the difference is pretty much your personal preferences. As long as you're recycling, we're definitely happy. The source separated program run by the CBJ and with a contract through waste management, we get some really good numbers and volumes. Some of the commodities are actually worth something, so it helps offset a little bit of our shipping cost, which, as everyone knows here, is a big chunk of the pie.
Mm-hmm.
It really is your personal preference. You know, please recycle, use any one of these things. It really depends on where you lie on it. Our source separated stuff makes it to the different places depending on what commodity is, whether it goes up to British Columbia if it's a number one plastics, or Georgia for a lot of the aluminum stuff. Goes all over. It holds a higher value if it's separated at the source. So the more we do that, the more, I guess, the power we have, bargaining chip when it comes to contract negotiations and where things go. But ultimately, as long as you're recycling, I'm happy.
Okay. So I know there's a lot of questions around recycling best practices. What are some tips that you have for individual consumers?
If you're going to recycle plastic, and I touched on this, but it's pretty much – it's the biggest question I get is related to plastics. And is it worth it? Should we do it? Plastic bans. Plastic is the big one. Paper, cardboard, it's definitely recycled and used. The aluminum, obviously, whatnot. But plastic is that questionable one because it's just so abundant, even though the actual volume of plastic is very, very small that we deal with. It's just a large thing. So following our guidelines as far as only stamp number one and number twos through our program, that would be very helpful for us. It really is.
Okay. And cleaned out, all that stuff.
Preferably, yep.
Okay.
Yeah, the better product that we give to them, the better prices we'll get potentially, and just, yeah.
What about size? I recently read something that said if it's under 3 inches, it might cause problems in the sorting center.
Yeah.
That wasn't a local source. That was something I read on national news.
Fair enough. Depending on the MRF, materials, a place where they actually sort and separate the stuff in addition to our source separated,
mm-hmm.
It really depends on each one of those locations. They are focused on plastics, the filmy plastics, the stuff that what we like to call wishful recycling. You think it's a plastic, oh, I'll put it in there and it'll get recycled. It doesn't. There's just not a spot for it. And so that's the one that we want to keep away from. As far as actual size of like a piece of paper, cardboard, whatnot, I haven't heard any concerns as far from our contractor that actually processes our stuff. So I don't see why not.
Okay, great. Well, I also know that people probably want to know where plastic goes, where all the recycling goes once we throw it in the bin. We have a Curious Juno article coming out this week with our KTOO news reporter, Adeline Baxter. So I will hold off on questions about that and let people read that article when that comes out in KTOO news this week. For the moment, let's take a little break. And when we come back, we'll have more with Stuart Ashton, Operations Manager at CBJ Recycle Works. Lots more to talk about here on Juno Afternoon.